HKX, mobile.
KR4 ACR, sounding good in the east side of Spartanburg.
Hey, hope you're having a good day. Nice and cool up here.
Yeah, temperature's good, the weather's pretty, so, yep, going good so far.
You got a busy day?
You just described every one of my days.
I don't remember those.
Just trying to figure out how to get to the place where I don't have to remember.
Oh, I don't know that that's possible anymore with today's life the way it is.
I've got people that are out, and assuming they're coming back, and if they do, you know, you don't want to hire somebody else, so just kind of having to cover everything till things normalize again.
The norm anymore is just no call, no show, just they lay out because I've chipped a fingernail or, you know, just anything anymore.
And that's true, and I've experienced that a lot. That's why I'm hesitant to just change people, because a lot of times you go through two or three to get one good one.
So many out there vying for that good one that they'll offer them whatever it takes to get them.
Oh, yeah. Well, these situations are older folks that have got some medical issues, so, I mean, it's not that they do this typically, but it's just run all together at one time.
Understandable. At that age, and you're going to have frequent doctor's visits and medical things that come up. That's just part of life, I guess.
You probably won't believe this, but I got one guy 91 years old, still driving every day. He's like the Energizer Bunny.
Is he? My APRS got you.
91.
And still out there getting it. That's impressive.
One of those things where he don't have nothing else to do, and it's just probably keeping him going.
Roger that, and I'm afraid that's where I'll be. I don't think I could retire. I know just this couple of months here down with my knees driving me crazy.
True, you're not just not used to sitting around looking for something to do.
I catch myself sitting there doing nothing, and then I'm frustrated at myself, and I can't stand that, and I don't like it, so I just got to stay busy.
You can't figure out how to get it all done.
That in-between is the hard part to find, that sweet spot.
Step out half a second. What are you up to today?
I'm on my way to town right now. I've got some errands to run. Got to go by the doctor's office and have some paperwork filled out for some insurance stuff, and meeting a buddy for lunch. Just odds and ends today. Got to help my son this afternoon move his washer and dryer. So, like I said, just a little bit of this, a little bit of that today.
Well, makes the day go by.
It's in that sweet spot where I'm not rushed to get a whole lot done.
I agree. I would be the same way. I would be looking for something to do. Just to be busy, I guess.
Well, life will find you things to do if you don't find it for you. Like, I don't have to take a look at the wife's car here in the next day or two. Cold weather seems to be affecting it this year.
Probably a dumb question, but you might know the answer to this. I got some gas that I've had in a 5-gallon container since Helene. I'm assuming I need to properly dispose of that as opposed to using it.
To be safe, yes. If you got a lawnmower or something like that, you could run it in. You might be able to run some of it through there, but I wouldn't put it in a car.
Well, I've always run non-ethanol in the lawnmower, but back when that was going on, you couldn't get what you wanted, so I just had to buy gas for the generator, and I just need to find out where I can dispose of it.
So what to tell you, I just, some landfills will have a disposal of that kind of stuff, hazardous waste kind of material, You might be able to talk to some of the shops around locally. They may have somebody to come by and pump it out and that kind of thing. But I don't know where the change is.
Yeah, I'm thinking they do at our landfill. I just haven't been in a while.
Call them and ask them. If they don't do it, they might know somewhere you can do it.
Well, I just want that jug, the container, to be empty in case I need it again.
You can't let gas set too long. I've got 5 gallons at the house. It's the end of the summer, so it'll be putting a wife's car in out of here, and the jug will be empty. I don't let it set more than a month or two. With this ethanol in it, it just doesn't store well.
Right. Well, that's true, too. To jump out again, it's nice chatting with you. I'll catch you come later. This is KR4ACR and KL4HKX. I will be clear.
Well, that's perfect timing because I'm getting ready to lose the repeater. I'm going into Bavar here, and I'll lose the repeater shortly. But good to hear you, Terry. Be safe out there. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 7-3.